What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Mode Podcast. I'm Kesley.
And I'm Duke.
And I hope that all of your weeks were amazing. Mainly, Duke, what happened during your week?
Well, the biggest thing happening this week, obviously, the whole premise of this episode is simply that it is the 1 year anniversary of the creation of Willy Wonka TikTok.
You are stealing my thunder. I wanted you to ask what my week was, and I said naming a new national holiday because I named it Willy Day.
Did you name it Willy Day, or did someone in the fandom name it Willy Day and you rolled with it?
I don't know. I just saw your video, and then without reading any comments, I commented Willy Day.
I saw your comment. I did see your comment. Yeah. It was very nice. However, before we get to Willy Day, I did a live stream today, and
On Willy Day.
Yes, today is Willy Day, and I'm not talking about my Willy live stream, which randomly got banned for no reason.
Oh, you're not talking about that one. I thought that's
no. I'm talking about I did a live stream on my spam account afterwards, on my Duke News account, and basically, I am really wanting to be sponsored by Soft Soap, and I think that I just deserve it.
What is that?
Oh, I forget that Kesley does not watch my Snapchat stories or keep up with my Snapchat stories.
I just don't keep up with anyone's Snapchat stories.
No, but she does keep up with her dog who likes to squeak, which I said, oh, I won't mention his squeaking, but it is very obnoxious.
I don't know what's going on. He's like begging for my attention. Hey, knock it off.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, if you don't know, there's this crazy thing going on with my Snapchat stories where basically people are simping over my soap that I have in my guest bathroom. And it's soft soap, needless to say, and it's purple, and people love it. And I just figured out that Soft Soap has a TikTok account that they made this May. And so basically, I want Soft Soap to sponsor me because everyone is going out to buy the soap that they simp over.
But what is Soft Soap, or do I need to visit you and then I can give it a real rating?
Soft Soap, you've definitely used Soft Soap before. We had it all growing up.
Oh, you mean like Dial?
No, it's not Dial, it's Soft Soap.
You just mean like not a bar of soap?
No, it's a brand.
I'm looking this up.
Look up Soft Soap and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I know exactly what this is. And I watched a Soft Soap commercial today on my live stream on YouTube, which was a minute long, and it was just this girl talking all about soap.
But this isn't body wash, it's like hand soap stuff.
Yes. Soft Soap, hand soap.
How have people not heard of this?
I'm not saying people haven't heard of it. Haven't heard of it.
Okay, no, this is just the soap. This is the soap. Like, if your mom didn't put this soap in your house, I don't know if she didn't care about you. I took the squeaky toy away. Listen to this. I took the squeaky toy away, and now listen.
Can you? Oh my gosh. That you raised a needy chihuahua.
If my children are this needy, I'm going to need a full-time nanny, okay?
Oh my gosh. I hope I never meet them.
I don't know what's worse.
If your future kids are listening to this episode, I stand by what I said.
Anyway. I meant I don't know what's worse, the squeaking or the whining, not what's worse, the chihuahua or the children. The children will be much worse. I mean, he has about 30 toys, and I took the one he was squeaking away, and now he's trying to jump up on the table. He's going like this, reaching his paw dramatically toward it.
Hopefully any future children, if they exist, do not listen back to these Mode Podcast episodes.
Oh, they'll listen. We'll be listening to them on our car rides. I'll be quizzing them.
Anyways. So I'm trying to get sponsored by Soft Soap. That's the whole premise of the story because everyone's going out to buy the purple Soft Soap because I freaking made everyone simp for it, apparently. And I think that my face deserves to be on the bottom.
Yes. Oh my gosh, if they did a Willy Soft Soap, I'd buy it. I'd buy it for all my bathrooms.
Duke.
Oh, fine. Duke.
It may be Willy Day. However, Duke is the reason for the soft soap boom.
Oh.
I mean, when else have you heard a podcast talk about soft soap? Never.
I Can Soft Soap just start by sponsoring the mode? I mean, honestly.
All right, so imagine that. Today's mode podcast sponsor is Soft Soap.
Soft Soap. Soap with softer soap. Wash your hands softly. I don't know. What's their catchphrase? Is it like, this soap? Is it like Charmin where it's like, wow, this soap is soft?
Can I please? I know this is taking up a lot of time, but can I please play this ad that I saw for it today?
It's already pulled up.
What?
If it's already pulled up, then sure.
I'm just going to go to my YouTube history.
I'm seriously watching Twix look like a little Jack in the Box up here trying to get on my freaking table. Like, dude, okay. Calm down. I'm not giving you your squeaky toy back.
Let me describe to you what this commercial looks like before I play it. Basically, it's a woman sitting in the bathroom, smiling very large, and in between her talking, it always cuts to just her hands rubbing on soap.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Okay. Let me know how the volume is when I...
Okay, turn it all the way up.
I love this product. The soft soap in this new shea butter scent with butter beads. It's incredible. It's so moisturizing and so soft and just luxurious. It's like a manicure just in a bottle. It smells so good. It's so fresh. It smells so good.
Should you do a tiny moan?
Please ask me what kind of perfume I'm wearing or what kind of lotion or what kind of scent. And it's like I could spend hundreds of dollars on perfumes. I could get
things. Is this from Saturday Night Live?
From anywhere, and no one would say a thing. But every time I use this hand soap, people ask me, like, oh, that smells so good. Where did you get it? What kind of fragrance is that? I don't know. Should I tell them that it's just really portable hand soap? I mean, part of me kind of wants to keep that a secret. Is that bad? It's not perfume. It's just really nice hand soap.
Okay, stop it. Is that from Saturday Night Live?
No, it is a freaking soft soap shea butter commercial.
That's not a real ad. I'm sorry. Cannot be convinced.
I think it's an amazing ad.
It's very long about how luxurious this soap is.
It's a minute long.
$1.59. Like, guys, everyone can live the life of luxury because the soap is affordable and apparently amazing.
No, so I found that commercial on my live stream. So I was like, I wonder if they have commercials in jazz. Oh, they do. And I was so inspired by it. I looked up like some upbeat music in this, and I went and got my own soap. And I was giving a live commercial showing how I could like be so on brand for soft soap.
Wow,
and
soft soap.
My commercial ended up being about 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Jeez. My mind.
And I'll tell you, it is luxurious. It is the life of luxury.
Well, what else have you been doing this week other than making fake ads for soft soap?
Well, really, that's the highlight of my week. I don't know what else to tell you about, but I guess that we could talk about Willy Day unless you have an update for us about your lettuce growing.
This is my update. Sorry, cough. Tonight is just quite a night. I just wrestled with him again. Anyway, okay, my lettuce grow is thriving. It's thriving, okay? My plant that has grown the most is my cherry tomatoes. I'll send you a picture after this. It's looking very good. My plant that is thriving the least, it's probably a tie between my cilantro and my strawberries. They're not doing so hot, but.
Strawberries, I didn't know you're growing those.
Yes, I'm growing those.
I thought you were only growing lettuce.
No. Lettuce Grow is the company. That's what it is.
Oh, no wonder I thought it was lettuce.
Also, I'd just like everyone to know, I bought this before Matt James started posting about it. So, just so you know, I was in the know, okay? I was in the know.
You are in the know.
Anyway, no, I am growing 3 kinds of lettuce, spinach, cilantro, oregano, parsley, broccoli, which I'm very interested to see grow. That one hasn't grown very much yet. But my cherry tomatoes are very large. There are no tomatoes on it, but the plant is quite big. So, you know, that's good.
Well, that sounds like an exciting thing. You can watch it grow day by day.
Yeah, and here's the thing is once every hour, it turns on and it sounds like a little water feature in my house. I actually really enjoy it. It's quite loud though.
Oh, wow.
It's like recycling 20 gallons of water.
Yeah. Wow, 20 gallons.
I know. But it lasts a long time because this is really going to out me. In fact, I almost feel like I said this last week, but you are supposed to, like, add more water, check the pH level, da-da-da-da, once a week. They say it's the easiest kind of farming because you only have to do 10 minutes a week. Well, look, sweetie, I haven't done 10 minutes since I filled it up the first time.
Well, I watched this.
I'm just like, as long as they're still over in it and the plants are still growing, which they are, I'm considering it great.
Yeah, my friend keeps telling me, you should get this kind of water. It balances your pH. I'm like, if I'm drinking any kind of water, it's doing something to my pH because I'm not drinking Coke. I don't know what pH means.
Yeah, well, the pH stuff, I think that's like how aesthetic. How do you say that? Anyway, your stuff is not an aesthetic, but you know, like.
Listen, the only thing that is pH that I've heard of is something that should never be viewed and is.
Oh.
Terrible.
Canceled. This is a semi-family friendly podcast, K-Duke. Okay.
I didn't say anything.
I know, you were just hinting at it. All of our minds went there.
mine? I was going to say that mine did it, but I literally said it.
Okay. So.
You know what I saw today?
What?
Speaking of 20 gallons, okay. I watched a YouTube video today that was all about chlorine in pools.
Oh, and no.
In most pools, there's 20 gallons of urine.
I did know that, in fact. I watched that video.
It's by Vox or something like that? Yeah,
I watched it. Oh, okay, wait, I have a quiz for you. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Not including my lettuce grow, because that's 12 plants. How many plants can I see from where I'm sitting right now? Live plants.
Seven? Wait, now you have some of those little ones. 12.
10.
Oh, right in the middle.
But those were good guesses. Hey. Now, I should have not included the lettuce grow because then the number would have been huge. It would have been 24.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Obviously, it's not about plants because I have zero of those. But from where I'm sitting, how many moldy, rotten apricots can I see?
6.
No, 0. Why would I have moldy, rotten apricots around me?
I don't know, but it was so specific, you know?
It's because I have a going brown banana.
Okay, I've got another one for you. How many candles can I see from where I'm sitting?
Once again, something I have zero of. I think you have 6 candles.
Oh my gosh, I have 5. That was so close.
Oh man, that was close.
Okay, do you want to do one more?
Sure, I shall do one more.
Wait, let me go. How many throw pillows can I see?
Oh my gosh, I thought it was my turn. Okay, wait, let me think about your house. I haven't been there in a while.
Since you made the video where you did the trend where it was like how God created me or something like that, and then I was like watching water spill all over my kitchen floor.
That did not get on your floor.
Yes, I'm pretty sure at one point you pour it out of a giant pot into a tiny pitcher.
I did, and it got all over the counter, and I laid towels on your floor.
Oh, where did you get the towels?
Your bathroom.
Did you wash them?
No. Anyway, my answer is 9 throw pillows.
You are so, hold on, you're actually correct because I was thinking it was only 8, but then I realized there's one on the floor.
There's one on the floor for Twix.
Yes, you're, every single time someone comes to my house, they lift this pillow off the floor, which I do understand is just being courteous, but I always have a pillow placed right on the corner of the couch because Twix cannot jump up on our couch without just a little like trampoline boost, you know? And it's like, I like to think that our house is decently clean when people come over. So I don't know if they think that they knocked it off or what, but like consistently our people will put it up and I put it right back down because I'm like, oh, Twix needs this. And then the next time they come over, they pick it up again. And I'm like, oh, Twix needs this. Like, it is on the ground for a purpose. It is the same pillow. It is our floor pillow. Please do not put it on the couch.
I love the way that you've decorated your home, might I add. And my favorite piece that adds the most character is right behind you. And it's hanging right in the middle of your living room slash dining. And it is a giant hammock.
It is. It's quite a hit with the neighborhood children. Oh, that made me sound so creepy. But the kids love to go and play in the hammock. They all take turns getting climbing into it. It's quite...
What the heck?
These are kids that are friends with us. Okay, we're friends with their parents.
Anyway. Hideous. It's so hideous, people. I can't even... Kesley's house is like... It's nice and it's white and, you know, it's like the new style and she has, you know, rugs and mirrors on the walls and, you know, a nice big table. Everything is really nice and proper. And then she has a giant hammock that belongs, it's like at least a 2 or 3 person hammock. It's large, hanging behind her from the ceiling.
I'm just going to say this, okay? Marriage is all about compromise. Zach let me pick any amount of furniture I wanted for this house. I was able to get lots of furniture. I have several rugs on order I was talking to you about, you know. And he mentioned wanting to hang a hammock in our house. And I said, that is a great idea. We should do that in the kids' future playroom. And that afternoon, I came home to a hammock being that was... anchored into our wall in our main room of our house.
Just came home to it being home.
Yes.
There was no deliberation.
I did give it permission for our playroom, to which when I got home, he responded, it made so much more sense to put it in the living room.
Oh.
And it's funny because now that I'm used to it, at first I was like, oh, this bugs me. But now that I'm used to it, it's actually kind of nice. Like, it is a good nap spot and stuff like that. But I can see how when you're not used to it, it's awesome.
Take naps in the hammock in your kitchen?
Living room. It is in the living room.
It's one of those big rooms that has living, kitchen, dining in the same room.
Anyway,
would it be a shame if someone were to just break into your house that happens to, you know you, aka me, and cuts the hammock down.
No, I would not be ashamed. In fact, we're having our first like thing that we're hosting at this house ever in a couple weeks, which is a baby shower. And
the hammock has got to go.
I would like the hammock to be taken down for it. And then I just kind of want to tell him, like, you can put it back up when you want and let's just see. Oh, then we can count the weeks. Because I'm hoping it's several weeks, potentially more, that the hammock does not come back up.
Clearly, if that's his only furniture choice... it's gonna be back up within a few hours.
Well, you know what, it was either this or the baseball glove.
I would have gone with the baseball glove.
He wanted it displayed on a shelf. I mean,
yeah, would you rather have a small baseball glove displayed on the shelf or a giant hammock?
I was just trying to make a joke. It was not like either I do this or I do this, but don't you know how like in sitcoms they're always like, they always make a joke about it where the guy like brings all this ugly stuff and the girl is like, either this or this. But you know what? The hammock, here's the nice thing. He got a hammock. It's black and white. It actually does go with our house very well. It's just like right in the center. You know, if it was just like in a corner, I would really like it, but it's just right in the center of our house.
It's just right behind your head for me to look at this entire podcast.
I know. Okay. Away from my house, away from my hammock. Today's episode is about Willy Day. It's all things Willy Wonka. I don't feel like we've focused on Willy Wonka TikTok in a long time.
It's been a hot minute, but basically I just want to talk about, you know, our favorite videos, highlights, behind the scenes stories, not necessarily how it started, because we all have heard that. And if you haven't heard that, it's one of our podcasts from a while ago. It's called How Willy Wonka TikTok Started.
Yes, we already went into the backstory. So I'm going to start off by telling you one of my all-time favorite videos. And I feel like, even though it isn't probably one of your best ever, it should be in the best ever playlist, because that's how much your sister likes it.
Oh, you know about my best videos playlist?
Yes, because I'm envious that you have the playlist feature, because I don't yet.
Oh, you don't?
No. I think
What playlist would you add? Dancing Dads?
Hold on. Oh, what playlist would I have?
Yeah. Billie Eilish?
I would do my dad's dancing one. I would do my Rare Aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
I would do my Point of Views. I would do my nails, even though you don't like those videos.
I never said I don't like those videos. Why do you always say that?
Called out. I would probably do, I don't know. Those are my thoughts.
All
right. I probably do one about marriage too, because I feel like I have quite a few that are like making fun of marriage a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, but one of my all-time favorite Willie videos is the one where you run in a field and then you turn around and smack your butt.
Oh no, that's a good one. That was one of my first viral ones.
I know. Why don't you put it in the best of ever? Best of, whatever.
I don't know. I want to remake that video with the Hollywood sign in the back.
I love it.
I can't find anyone to film it for me.
Okay, I'll fly out. Stop asking.
Okay. Yeah, no, that one definitely deserves better. You're right.
Like, that video makes me happy. It makes me smile. It's just, like, so funny. And I just imagine... Stop it. Duke is doing the thing where he whitens his teeth with the microphone light. Stop. Stop it right now. Okay. My favorite of your latest trends that you seem to do...
Oh, not the latest
is
one.
Your Omegles.
Yes.
I love those. My favorite collab you've ever done. Sorry, have to be basic, but definitely Deep Roy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just because it's like iconic from being someone who watched the movie with you, you know?
Gotcha.
I guess I should let you answer some of these. What is your favorite collab you've done? Ah, everyone cover your ears.
Why cover their ears?
Well, what if you offend someone? Because you don't say them.
Oh, what do you think I'm gonna say, Trisha? Because I'm not. I forget that ever happened. Anyways, shut it up. Oh my gosh, I love that dance though. Still, I do it every night.
That reminds me of when we went to Lagoon together, and then I stayed at your house for hours trying to get my video down, and it just never worked for me.
Yeah, King Tut was really a great place. What's funny about that video is at first everyone thought that I was superimposed into it because it does look a little bit strange because, you know, she has on quite the attire.
She does have on quite the attire. And that looks digital that she has on.
It looks digital. She has like the digital makeup on and everything.
You know what it reminds me of?
Oh no.
You know, in Harry Potter when they find those golden eggs and they have to take them in the bathroom and he opens it and it's like singing to him.
Oh my gosh. No. But that headpiece, man, is just something else. And I don't know. So everyone thought that was superimposed and because they were like, oh, it's exactly the video. But fun fact, I went to recreate that video with her, obviously, and she could not find the original costume that she was wearing on bottom. That is a different costume. If you look at both videos, you will clearly see that it is a different outfit.
Yes, it is a different outfit.
And yet everyone thought that I was superimposed.
She had both of those outfits just sitting around her house. Honestly, she has so many costumes.
She has every costume you could imagine, I'm sure, somewhere.
Okay. Now I want to talk about a few of my favorite videos of you that I filmed.
Oh, that you filmed?
Yes, your spooky, scary skeletons.
Yes, that's a good one.
I got eaten. No. Okay, wait. When I was filming that one with you, the smoke bomb burned me.
Yeah, can we talk about the smoke bomb? Because no one, I think, really knows that there is supposed to be a smoke bomb.
No, we didn't get
it. I had these black smoke bombs. It would have been perfect, but it was so windy outside.
So windy.
And it was so bright outside. I wanted to do it later in the day, but Kesley had a schedule conflict or something. So I was like, okay, I guess we'll be in bad lighting and in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was filmed many times because, as a lot of you know, I struggled with that dance. It's the hardest dance I've ever done on TikTok, I swear. And
plus you're running through a field of pumpkins, so it's not like you have solid ground, you know.
Yeah, it just was a train wreck all around until we got that take.
It was a train wreck, but honestly, I felt like I was sacrificing because I got burned by a shadow, by a, not a shadow bomb.
Oh, by a smoke bomb.
A smoke bomb, and I just kept trying to film, but then my hand was like bubbling because it was so hot and the stuff was sitting on it.
We snuck into this.
I still have a scar.
Oh my gosh, you're so dramatic. It got 40 million views and you get a scar. Okay, who cares? It got 40 million views.
I don't see a video credit.
Well, Kesley, we snuck into this pumpkin patch because what pumpkin patch is going to let us just go?
Also, we couldn't go to a pumpkin patch when it was open, or else there were like 5 million kids in the back of this video.
Yeah, so we went on a Sunday because it was closed on the Sunday. So he like walked through the fence, whatever.
Yeah.
And Kesley was trying to, was holding onto the smoke bomb this one time, and it was like burning her because she was holding it too high up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, keep in mind, we are on deadish grass. Like the grass is dead. Right?
That is true. The grass is
dead. The smoke bomb was having a malfunction of some sort and it was sparking.
Yes.
It was sparking.
Yes.
And Kesley throws the smoke bomb onto the dead grass ground. I was like, what?
It was hurting me.
I know, but like imagine if the whole field just started on fire. That would have been the worst thing that could have ever happened ever.
Okay, I'm just gonna continue on this. But that was some good background, okay? Another one that I sacrificed for to get a good shot. And then we had planned to then do one for my page. At this point too, but I had so many mosquito bites by the end of this. And it
was what one are you talking about?
And I was like, we're done. This one.
Oh, another Halloween one. Okay, I can't hear it. I'll just describe what's happening. I totally forgot this happened as well. I forgot this happened. It is Willie dressed up as a ghost.
You couldn't hear it because somehow my mic had shorted out.
Well, we know what it is. It's Willie dressed up as a ghost.
Yes, he dresses up
even as a ghost. Even like that sound, if you just played it, I would be like, what is that from again? That was a good, good little video.
It was. Here's the thing. It took us, Duke came to my house, and then it took us a really long time to find this abandoned building that we shot it at.
Yes.
Even though it's on a pretty main street, I just can't remember which one.
Jess was like, I know there's this weird building. Drives around for 2 hours looking for it.
But then also, Duke couldn't see, so every time I needed to move him to a new location, he had to hold my hand, and I had to walk him to the next location, because if not, we would have to take everything off, and like getting the wig to look good over that sheet was not easy.
No, none of it was easy, and honestly, I can't imagine just seeing that, you know, happening as you're driving by, because as you mentioned, it is on a pretty main street, and so everyone was just seeing you guiding some weird guy in a top hat, also wearing a sheet, and cloud goggles.
Yes.
Around taking photos of him, laying on the grass, next to the flagpole, holding on to the chain link fence,
all of that. Are you enjoying hearing my favorite videos, or do you want to move on to the next one? Because I have plenty.
No, I'm enjoying this because we can just talk about the behind the scenes, which I think is what most people want. That's like the best part.
Another one that I remember filming of you is one where you're like Spanish dancing in front of some airplane hangers.
Yes, in front of, it's for Lele Pons' song.
Yes.
And I do a freaking cartwheel.
Yes.
And I do my little dancey dance.
No one would believe how many takes that took because I had never learned the swipe transition until I did that video for you, and that's how I learned that. And you basically had to do the cartwheel in the first part a million times because I kept being like, oh, I didn't do it right.
Kesley was there to film, but she did not know how to do the basic, most basic principles of filming.
Yet.
And I really had to get that video out and about. And so I was like, come on. And it went through a lot of phases as well because it started with you like doing a circle around me or some nonsense. And then we changed it to the cartwheel.
Yes.
And then it was just a nightmare, but that video also performed well, and Lele Pons really liked it.
It did perform well. It was good. Okay, another video. This I don't have any behind the scenes of, except for let me just tell you, it's the duet to I Don't Know Who This Man Is. I don't know who
Yes. Kesley made that sound, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, like, you duetting Emma Chamberlain was hilarious, like, when she was getting interviewed about you. But then I thought it was so funny. I got to work right as that went up, and I, like, edited it together
with the trending sound. I forget what the sound is.
I can't remember what it was. It was, like, everyone cheering Willie on and then Emma Chamberlain. Like, I don't know who this man is. What is the sound, though? I swear it's, like, something with, like, a bunch of little people.
I don't know, but I do remember you piecing together that sound in that video and posting it all but probably 30 minutes after I did mine, and I saw it, and I said, Kesley, that is genius. I'm stealing it, and I didn't steal it.
But I don't know.
That was one of your most genius moments. You don't need to play it. It's okay.
No, yeah, that was a good moment. Okay, I mean, your WAP video, amazing. I can't say anything behind the scenes. Oh,
the fact WAP that video? Okay.
Yes.
Nowadays, I do the WAP all the time. Like nothing. Back then, for some reason, I decided to learn the WAP dance in costume. I think that I underestimated
it. You learned it in costume?
Yes, that was back in the days where I was just like wearing the costume 20 hours a day, basically. I like lived in the costume. Nowadays, I try and like learn things out of costume, right? And then do them. But no, back then, it's probably like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night when I started filming it or trying to do it. I'm trying to get the jump right. I'm trying to learn everything. Like, I'm not kidding you. It is the most sweaty I have ever been in my life was filming that WAP dance. I did it at least 200 times with all of my like.
Back playing Fortnite today?
What? Oh, yeah. Anyways, it was a struggle, and I posted it, I think, at midnight Utah time, which is, like, insane. I would never post at that time now, but the WAP dance was so huge at that time, and I had the most liked WAP dance until Addison Rae.
Facts. Okay, I do have a question for you. On one of your other obviously best ones, is the Whinin' and Grindin', is that the first time you had your shirt off in a video?
That is the first time I had it off for more than a split second. About a week before that, I did a very short, subtle lift of the shirt. So that's the first time the shirt was all the way off. But I had a video where I just lifted it for a split second on like a point of view your mind wanders while going on the factory, and that was the first. And then I had like a big debate with myself before I posted Whinin' and Grindin', like, wow, should I actually do this? Like, And then I made the decision. I was like, you know what? I'll just post it and see what happens. And clearly it was the right decision.
It was the right decision. Okay. This is one that's like, I'm tipping my hat to you and a bunch of other creators, but I love this. I watched this video a bunch of times. I can still remember doing that. It's one where you're in a chain with a bunch of people and it's like the no sound.
Yeah, those chains were huge. We did like two of those chains. And, you know, someone would start it as like Baruka or Violet or something. And then everyone would do all these characters. And me being Willy Wonka, I always got the ending, which was perfect. And so, yeah, the one time I was killed, so I was dead.
Yeah.
And I was like, excuse me, why am I dead? But it made it filming the video very easy. He's like,
did you already know? Like, is the concept fully thought of before the last video?
No, I would see it
and then you continue.
I would see it when it was like three duets in or something. And I'd be like, okay, I got to prepare for this. But the one I was dead, and then the other one I was getting like arrested.
Oh, yes, 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 totally. I love the ones of you with the chihuahuas, with your squirrels. I don't have, like, I don't have crazy memories about when we went to the cabin and filmed, except for that you did have to film the one, you did one, like, on a hiking trail, and we had to film it multiple times. So you had to walk the hiking trail a lot.
Filming at our cabin was honestly one of the most challenging things.
It is
because
hard.
No service, had to like be thinking of these concepts, couldn't get any sounds or anything really. And so I would have to like have all these concepts going already. Also, this is when my Cameo was really booming. Like it was booming. My Cameo was popping off. And so I was having to like film cameos every day in the middle of the woods, which I have my comfort zone when I film cameos. I like to do it in the same spot, like every time in front of my computer screen lighting that I know and love so well. Yes. But I was like having to film cameos in the middle of the woods while like random family members are walking in and out of the cabin. And I'm just like sitting there and dressed as Willy Wonka with squirrels, like actually making loud noises behind me. So that was quite interesting.
Okay, wow, I have scrolled back so far. I got your thank you so much for 1 million followers video. But another video that I love of yours is when you pull up on the bird scooter and you just say,
yes,
it's Willy Bit.
Yeah, I got a lot of flack at first. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, he said a swear word. And it still is kind of like that if I ever use a curse word. Which is funny.
Which is funny because, oh, also, this one that's my favorite of yours, Running in the Mountains, is your best videos. Wow, okay.
Yeah, so, how long ago was it? What's the date on that?
Hold on. Date is 6-3. Is that June 3rd?
June 3rd.
Oh my gosh.
Month in. But, hey, wait,
see how well you know these dates. What date did you first launch merch?
Oh, I don't know any of these dates. Are you kidding me?
May 30th.
Yeah, I don't know the dates, but what I do know is the behind the scenes of that, if I back it up, is it bad enough? That was filmed in one take, and I just found the sound randomly.
Was it by Brenna? Is that who filmed that?
Yeah, you need to sit up with your mic because you're,
Sorry.
Oh my gosh, she sounds so much better now. She was literally lounging back as if she was in her hammock.
I was watching your TikToks to discuss my favorites, okay?
Anyways, it was filmed in one take.
She's taking her tongue out.
I'm just trying to make you sound a little better. You're sounding so muffled. And I was like, is it because she's sitting like that?
Fine. I will start sitting up properly so you can hear me accurately when talking.
What were you saying earlier about sitting proper?
Oh, I'm a distinguished gentleman. I'm a distinguished gentleman. I will sit up straight.
Yes, and Kelsey will not stop sticking her tongue out at me. I've never seen her do it so much.
Okay, wait. Tell us the behind the scenes of the...
Basically, the behind the scenes is I just filmed it once, and, like, smacking my butt was not planned. I just did it.
Oh, well, it was hilarious. I really liked it. It made the video.
Thank you. I can't make it, as I mentioned. I just need to find someone to film.
Okay, those are a long list of a lot of my favorite videos of yours. So what are a few of yours that are favorites that I didn't mention?
I think that one of my best videos is Super Freak.
Oh, you've always liked that one so much.
I know. I think it's a real killer. And because it was the first time I utilized my signature pulling of the shirt under the coat, which I almost used in Whining and Grinding, but I chose not to in the end. And also, it was such a clean video because I had someone there to cover the window lighting and then, like, the lighting switch. It was just, like...
Is that the one that you pull your shirt off, but it looks like you did a full transition? Like,
yes.
Like you did a new video? Oh, I almost said that one. I love that one, too.
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about. What did you think I was talking about?
You did one with Jack.
Oh, yeah. No, that was just, like...
And I was like, why do you like that one so much? Like, it's... I mean, not that it's not good, but it's not my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, so definitely Super Freak. Let me look into my best video section because I was choosing all my favorites. Well, mostly just like the most viewed. My one with LeRae, my collab with LeRae was so huge. It got 2 million views in an hour. Yeah, see, you're sitting weird again. What are you doing with the cord?
No, it's because this cord has a short. It's because this cord has a short.
Well, I had to tell you that you weren't sounding good again.
Okay, sorry.
My collab with LeRae was so giant when it happened. It was a big deal. Mm-hmm. I loved my carving with Willy one where I carved a pumpkin because I stabbed the pumpkin.
Oh, yeah. And
somehow that video is still up. I don't know because, like, if anyone else stabbed something with a knife in their video, I'm pretty sure it would be taken down before it goes up.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah, really just lots of standouts, lots of highlights.
None. So anyway, thank you guys for joining us on Willy Day. It's the first annual celebration of this wonderful holiday, but I think that this would be a fun episode to do each year and kind of like talk about the updates on your channel. This can be like our dedicated, what is this? It's like the first week of May is like our dedicated Willy Day. And I think that would be fun.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. I think next time we should record it in your hammock, though.
Deal. Together, we can be laying in the hammock because it's a two-person hammock.
So it is a two-person hammock.
It is a two-person hammock.
I think that you should, for our Instagram picture, you should superimpose us into the hammock.
Can you take a picture of you laying down in a hammock-like position?
You can buy that on my OnlyFans.
You doing that, me selling toe picks to pay for my trip to LA to see you. What can I say?
What?
I'm just saying, if I had an OnlyFans, I would probably sell feet picks.
Oh, that's what I've been saying.
I know. Here's the only problem is that I frequently lose a toenail, so I need someone who's got like a really. I am really.
That's so true. You do always lose toenails.
I know.
Nasty.
I'm barely holding on right now. So, like, if anyone wants a toenail, let me know. I'll sell it to you.
Honestly, I think I have some okay feet. I don't lose toenails.
You don't lose toenails, but you don't cut them very much either.
Yes, I do.
Now you do? You've grown past that?
Yeah.
You have not. You have not.
Yes, I have. Look at them right now.
Fine, show me your foot. Wow. Do you get pedicures now?
No, but would you pay to see this?
Shut up. When I come to LA, can we get pedicures together?
No, I don't like people touching my feet. I have ticklish feet.
Fine. Fine. Then I'm not talking to you again for another week if we film the next episode.
Just kidding. That's fine. That's what we've already.
Okay, guys. Thank you. Hope you have a wonderful Tuesday, and we'll see you guys next week.
On the day.
Bye, guys.